The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 145. Alan Houston interview, part two. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Drop by Weavers, check it out. They've got DVDs of the Andy Griffith Show, something I know you'd enjoy. They got prints, books, just about anything you might be able to want that's related to the Andy Griffith Show, they've got it at WeaversDepartmentStore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners like you. Thank you for your support. Tonight's podcast is hosted by our good friend Floyd over at Mayberry at the barbershop. So take it away, Floyd.
Hey, hello. Is this on? We got it again. Connection's good. Hello there. Hello and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. This is Floyd Lawson. I'm hosting again. 2 weeks in a row. Alan's letting me host again. Yeah, it's good. You know, I heard everybody kind of enjoyed the show last week, so hopefully you'll enjoy it again this week as well with me. At least my part. Yeah, my part was pretty fun. But we're going to be hearing some more of the interview with Alan, because Alan did three parts of his interview. He was on WXJC in Birmingham. He was on there, and it's 850 WXJC.com. If you want to go to their website, you can go there. But, we're able to hear again from the fine folks over there. And Greg Davis at Priority Talk was the radio program. Priority Talk. Yeah. Anyway, we're going to hear some more from Alan tonight. In tonight's episode, we're going to hear some more about the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you want to go to that. That's good. You're also going to hear about Jim Nabors, George Lindsay, all kinds of really fun stuff. So, well, instead of me talking about it, why don't we go and hear it? That'll be more fun, wouldn't it? We'll go hear some about that. So here's Alan in the interview. So let's hear. Can you hear it? There it is. Hey, see, that's nice music, too. You got to like that. Kind of catchy.
You think you're kidding?
Oh,
IQ can be a mixed blessing sometimes.
Yeah.
God, some people want it and can't get it. I got it and how to get rid of it.
All right, we're back. This is Priority Talk on WXJC, where we talk about the people and the issues that matter. And I don't know much that matters much more
than Andy Griffith. Nick said, you know, it's such a good, wholesome Christian show, where they actually go to church. I like that about it. They'll go to church and sing Bringing in the Seed.
They will.
Or something good like that.
Episode.
Yeah, and we're joined online by Alan Newsom. He is a Floyd impersonator. It's okay to say that now. He's a Floyd impersonator. He's going to be in town this weekend out in Graysville, Alabama, right here in northwest Birmingham. The 11th annual Mayberry Squad Car Nationals and the 7th annual Mayberry Comes to Graysville Festival this weekend. Big on Saturday. Alan, give us a little rundown of the schedule for that. Something tonight and all day tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Actually, tonight, there's not much going on tonight, but tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock, there's a parade. It's a parade just down Main Street there that leads everybody down to where the Mayberry Squad Car Nationals are going to take place. Now, the Squad Car Nationals, if you haven't ever been, we used to actually drag race these Mayberry squad cars. Okay, so there's a lot of replica Mayberry squad cars from 1960 up through 1965. And we actually drag raced them for the first several years of the Squad Car Nationals. But we finally decided that probably wasn't a good idea with these 45, 50-year-old cars. So
Right.
So now we do it.
You have one yourself, right?
Yeah, I do. I have one. I have a 1963 Ford Galaxy Mayberry squad car, and it'll be there, and my wife will be driving it, and Barney's wife will be the passenger, because that's how we do it now. It's actually a obstacle course now, so you have to stop and get out. You race to from the start line. The passenger jumps out of the car and pow 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 bust up a steel, and then they jump back in and drive to the next station and jump out and bury the proceedings for a divorce proceeding or something and bury it in the ground and then jump back in and go to the next station. So that's a timed obstacle course where the passenger jumps out and runs around, does things, hang up a stop sign that's fallen down over on on the pole there, and it's a lot of fun. We have Barney there and myself as Floyd, and we have Otis will be there, and we're all out there commenting, kind of like commentators on the NASCAR race or something during the entire race. And Barney Goober's usually there. I don't think he's going to be there this year. Our Goober tribute artist guy. Tim Pettigrew.
Now, I was going to ask you about that. Why, are we able to get Goober and to get Gomer there? I mean, maybe everybody doesn't know, but they're both from, right here in the area.
Sure are.
Gomer's from Sylacauga, Jim Neighbors.
Right.
And then Jim Lindsay is from Jasper, my wife's hometown. And have they ever came out to Graysville for the weekend?
No. Jim Neighbors never comes to these things. Now, George has been to has he been to that? He's been to Mule Days in Gordo.
Okay.
Alabama, and he's done other events, but George, he lives up in Nashville now, and he's he still does things, but he's semi-retired, kind of. I think he's not doing a whole lot of stuff anymore. He was recently honored over at Florence at UNA for the George Lindsay UNA Film Festival. They had a evening honoring George Lindsay, and I got to be a part of that. And that was a real blessing there. But no, Jim Neighbors lives in Hawaii, Gomer.
Right. Well, that's what I was trying to say. And my co-host, mm-hmm. James, he was trying to tell me that Goober lived on Smith Lake.
Goober lived on Smith Lake.
So I'm glad he cleared that up. He does live in Nashville.
Yeah, he lives up in Nashville.
Jim Neighbors lived in Hawaii.
Right.
He's been living there for a long time.
He's quite a singer.
Oh, yeah.
On a lot of episodes, he's singing.
Yeah, in fact, Alan, not too long ago on your podcast, which is, the podcast is Two Chairs, No Waiting.
That's right.
Andy Griffith's show fan podcast.
Yeah, I got the magazines. Yeah, I got the magazines to swing it, too. That's right.
Oh, there's a magazine, too?
Yeah, well, no, that's what Floyd says. He goes, Two Chairs, No Waiting. And I got the magazines to swing it. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I got you now. Took me a second to hear it. Two Chairs, No Waiting is the podcast. Now, a few weeks ago, speaking of his singing, Gomer singing, you had a podcast where you talked about how he would sing. I can't remember the name of the song, but every year at the Indianapolis 500.
Back Home Again in Indiana. Yeah.
Back Home Again in Indiana. Uh-huh. He would sing that every year. How long did he do that? Can you remember?
He's been doing it since the 70s.
Yes. Wow.
He's only missed about five or six times in that period. So he flies back from Hawaii now and sings it, but he doesn't make a lot of trips back to the mainland, just because, I mean, he is getting older, and he really doesn't want to travel that much. He's settled in pretty good, I believe. But that's definitely something he enjoys coming to do.
Sure. Now, James, did you have a question?
I don't think Ron Howard's going to show up out of the blue anywhere and fly in on a helicopter or anything, but I do have a couple questions. I like Andy Griffin and trivia, and one of my favorite episodes is where him and Barney go to Mount Pilot and meet a couple hot girls, and I was wondering, trivia question, can you name those two girls?
The fun girls?
Yeah, the fun girls.
Skippy and Daphne?
Oh, Skippy and Daphne.
Yeah, got it.
That's a good question.
Yeah, there were about three, they were in what, three or four different episodes?
Uh-huh, that's right. Mm-hmm, I think three.
Yeah, three.
And now this is something you may or may not know, but the fun girl, Daphne, the one that, hello doll, that one.
Hello doll.
She was also in the episode where Floyd and Barney got captured by the escaped convicts up in the cabin. She was the blonde escaped convict in that one. Naomi, the convicted husband beater. That was her. That's the same lady. So
same lady, and you see that a lot in the show where different actors would play different roles in different seasons. Back then they had no idea these shows were going to replay. And that books were going to be written, and that everybody was going to critique it right down to the very last, word, contradictions and things like that. They had no idea. I know in some of the early episodes, for instance, Alan, you know, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but, you know, maybe in the first episode, Barney refers to Andy as his cousin.
Yeah, cousin.
That's right.
And you don't really heard, that's not really played up a lot anymore, is it?
No, there's one other mention, I believe, but that's about it.
Yeah, so there's things in the show, but they had no idea. You know, they made an episode, and after it played one time, you know, they didn't realize that it was going to replay for 50 years or, you know, whatever it's been now. Or 40 years, I guess. 50 now, right?
Yeah, 50. Yeah, it'll be 51. Yeah, it'll be 51 this fall.
Right. So they didn't know. And there's all kind of trivia, all kind of books been written. What are some of the better books that people want to go out and kind of get them something to read this summer and just kind of catch up on their Mayberry, trivia, catch up on the backstories of a lot of episodes or the actors that played them? What are some of the better books to go out and look for?
Well, there's the Andy Griffith Show book is what it's called. It's by Jim Clark and Ken Beck. And that's that book, if you enjoy, if you want to know about the actual characters and you want to know, like Barney, and it'll actually tell you everything about Barney. It's written in the, and that book is written in the sense that the people in Mayberry were real people.
Right.
So that's a fun book to have. There's a book called Mayberry Memories. It's also by Jim Clark and Ken Beck, and it is a really nice coffee table type book with really wonderful photos from behind the scenes and during the episodes themselves with a lot of insights.
I've got that one. That is very good. A lot of the pictures are very interesting. They showed the sets and, you know, just pictures that people took along the way. It's very interesting.
Right. Now, there's another book, I mean, that since this we're talking as Christians here, there's a book called The Way Back to Mayberry. Now, it's a Lessons from a Simpler Time by Joey Fan. And it's the Mayberry Bible Study. I don't know how many people know about that, but it was started up here in Huntsville, actually, by Joey Fan and another fellow. And they started doing a Bible study based on the Andy Griffith Show. And,
right.
And that book is kind of along those lines. So it's a really cool thing. You can go to barneyfife.com and download free lessons if you'd like to try to teach one. But it's basically just taking, you watch an episode of the Andy Griffith Show, and you can take the lessons that you see there and apply biblical principles to those things. And so the cool part about that, it's really easy to get people to come to your Bible study, because you just say, hey, you like the Andy Griffith Show? You need to come. We're going to watch an episode. And the next time they see that episode, a lot of those things are going to come to their mind again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've used clips from the show over the years, you know, to highlight things. And I guess that Bible study first came out, what was it, maybe 10 years ago or so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time, yeah.
It's been out a while now, and I know it really made the rounds, those years ago. It was heavily circulated and used in churches, but it is still available. So barneyfife.com.
Right. Yeah, and they're free. You can get a lot of the lessons there, and you can download them and modify them as much as you want to, but there's free lessons there.
Right, and I believe you can probably link to most all of that off your website. Is that correct? imayberry.com?
Yeah, you can. I have links to almost everything. Everything I know of that's Mayberry related is linked to from there.
Yeah, and I just encourage the listeners, if you ever got any questions or just want to spend some time, I mean, show summaries, the podcast you can find there. I love a lot of the names that you put on these things. Sarah's Mayberry Directory. Then there's Weaver's department store. So everything's kind of named after many of the things now. And there's also the Andy Griffith Rerun Watchers Club,
mm-hmm.
the newsletter. Now I used to get the newsletter in the mail. Now get it by email. But you can also link to that off of there. It's called the e-bullet.
The e-bullet. Yeah, it used to be called the bullet, and then when we went electronic, we changed it to the e-bullet.
Right. Now, Alan, have you got to run, or you want to stay one more?
I can stay as long as you need me, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to break, and we'll come back. We'll do one more segment with Alan. Well, this is a lot of fun. I'm enjoying it, and I didn't know when you had to leave to head down to Birmingham in the squad car. So we got to get you by here by the studio one day so we can have some pictures.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, stay tuned. This is Priority Talk on WXJC. We'll be right back with Alan Newsom, and we'll be talking more Mayberry and Floyd the Barber, all right? We'll be right back.
Yeah. I hope you're enjoying that interview. That's a lot of fun. I know Alan had a good time with the interview as he did those, and I know he definitely enjoyed that. But thanks for coming and listening tonight too. Yeah, yeah. What Hey, before you go here, and before we do the closeout stuff, I had a story I needed to tell you. Yeah, you remember Reverend Tucker? You remember Reverend Tucker? He's the preacher there in Mayberry, you know. Anyway, Reverend Tucker, when he was a young minister, yeah, see, a funeral director asked him to hold his graveside service for this mountain man here in Mayberry. Well, the man, he didn't really have too many friends or anything, or really any family or anything like that. So the funeral director had asked Reverend Tucker to handle the service at the graveside. So now the funeral is going to be held at a cemetery way up there in the country. So it was a new cemetery, a brand new one. And Reverend Tucker, didn't know anything about it, but this man was supposed to be the first fella buried in this new cemetery area. Well, Reverend Tucker, he didn't know how to get there exactly, and so he got lost. Yeah, well, he got lost on his way there. Yeah, well, of course, being a man, he didn't want to stop and ask for any directions or anything like that. So he finally found the cemetery about an hour late. Yeah, well there's the backhoe was there, and the crew, they were eating lunch already. They were sitting there eating their lunch, and the hearse was nowhere to be seen, and nobody was there except just the men running the backhoes and stuff. Well, Reverend Tucker, he apologized to all those fellas there that were working, and, he was sorry he was late and things like that. So, anyway, he went over and looked into the open grave there, and he saw the vault lid. It was already in place. Yeah, he's already there. Yeah. So he told the workers, you know, he wouldn't keep them very long or anything, but he just felt like it was proper for him to say some things over the graveside there. So the workers, they were still eating their lunch, but they gathered around the opening there. And Reverend Tucker, you know, he was young and he was enthusiastic. And so he started pouring out his heart and his soul in this sermon. And he preached, and the workers joined in with praising the Lord. Amen. And glory. And Reverend Tucker, he got so into the service, he preached. He just went on and on and on. And so, but finally finished up there, and the service was over. He said then when he was walking over to his car, you know, the service was over, he had said a prayer, and he started walking over to his car there. And as he got to the door and was opening it up, he could hear one of those workers back over there. And the workers, they said this, they said, the guy said, I've never seen anything like this before, you know, and I've been putting in septic tanks for over 20 years. yeah, septic tank. Yeah, well, I thought it was funny. Yeah, it was Reverend Tucker. He thought it was the graveside. Yeah, I wonder whatever happened to that poor fella there. But yeah, those men, Reverend Tucker did a service over installation of a septic tank. Yeah. Oh, that, anyway, that was a good, I thought that was a fun story there from Reverend Tucker. Yeah, we need to get going, I believe. But, yeah, Alan wants me to remind you to give him a call. The number is 888-684-8415. You can call him there. You can send him emails at floyd@imayberry.com. Or you can drop by the website, twochairsnowaiting.com. Two chairs. Yeah. He got that from me, you know, twochairsnowaiting.com. Yeah. And there's one other place, Facebook. You can head over there to facebook.com/twochairs/, you know, that sounds kind of violent, doesn't it? Slash it. But you can head over there and do that. And, We hope you guys enjoy the show, and we'll come back again next week for part three. It's the final part of the interview with Alan there on WXJC. That's the name of the station. So you guys come back then, and we'll have you there. Don't forget to call. Don't forget to write. We love to hear from you and tell Alan what a good job Floyd's doing. Maybe this would be a new career. You know, as a barber, you talk a lot. So this would be a good thing for me. Anyway, thank you all for coming, and we'll see you next week on Two Chairs No Way. Bye, folks.